702 Drive.
It's a strange thing, the human voice, isn't it? Voices can sound quite different, and yet there's a timbre that they have which makes them peculiarly good for singing the work of a particular artist. John Brewster from the Angels has something like Bob Dylan going on in his voice. I don't know what it is, because in a way he sings better than Bob does, but there's a timbre that is just beautiful when you hear it, especially when he's addressing the work of Bob Dylan. John and Rick Brewster, of course, are the legendary guitarists and musicians from the Angels. They've had their own band for ages now. We've heard them many times on Drive. And they're playing this series of gigs based on the music of Bob Dylan. Blowing in the Wind is the title they've given it, at the Clarendon in Katoomba. That's Thursday, May 26, which is next Thursday. And then at Knobulus Restaurant in Orange, the Old Manly Boat Shed in Manly, and the Brass Monkey in Cronulla. But before all that, they're here in the studio. Good afternoon.
Richard, hi.
Now, Dylan, I suppose it's not much of a compliment to say you sing better than Bob Dylan.
Well, I don't think anyone sings better than Bob Dylan, but
some differ on that.
In the old days, yeah, I kind of grew up with Bob Dylan. I discovered Dylan when his very first album, about 1962, was Beatles were the next thing on that came up, but I've been into Dylan since then. I saw Dylan.
So they had Records and Electricity in Adelaide, did they, in 1962?
Yeah, they did. Only just, but...
This is a wax cylinder, wasn't it?
No, you know, Adelaide was a great place to grow up with music. The arts in Adelaide has always been a big thing. And I remember when I was a teenager and left school, I mean, you could wander around Adelaide at night, you know, on a Saturday night, and there were clubs everywhere with fantastic bands playing. And, you know, in 1966, I saw Dylan with the band backing him at a place called the Palais Theatre in North Terrace, which is now a car park. But
in Adelaide,
which is a fabulous kind of small theatre.
And gee, what was it like seeing him then, right at the beginning?
Unbelievable. It was fantastic. He was doing a lot of the songs that were on the Blonde on Blonde album. You know, seeing him do Desolation Row with just him and his acoustic was amazing. The second half was, you know, the very controversial period where all the folkies used to get up and walk out, which they did in Adelaide, and Dylan just turned to them as they walked out and said, "Yeah, I play lead guitar too." And anyway, they walked out and we had a good time. And he did like a Rolling Stone with the band backing him. I think to be able to have witnessed that was pretty amazing.
Yeah. Explain why were the folkies so against it? It does seem weird from this vantage point.
I think the folkies had kind of adopted him as a kind of a spokesman and hero, and he never wanted to be that. There's a really good DVD out called Another Side of the Mirror, which shows him doing the Newport Folk Festival over a period of 3 years, and you can see the evolution of him and his music, and you can actually kind of see, and there's no commentary at all, it's just simply showing him, and you can see how the whole folk thing that was going on at the time, we were just really kind of smothering him. You can actually see it.
Isn't it funny how people still have arguments over Bob Dylan? It's, you know, the China thing, for instance. He doesn't release a song sheet. He never does. He's going to China. So everyone decides the songs that he will defiantly sing or won't sing and makes a big list of all his protest songs and says, I wonder whether he'll sing them in China or whether he'll be too afraid. Then when he doesn't sing them, they say, oh, he was too afraid. You know, and who's to say he would have wanted to sing Blowing in the Wind anyway?
Yeah. Well, you know.
But they make up their list of how he will fail them, and then when he fails them, they say, there you are.
Told you so, yeah. But, you know, he doesn't fail me. I haven't seen him this year. I've heard some really negative things about his shows this year, but, he does change all the melodies of his songs, which I find frustrating too, I must say. I mean, I love the original melodies. Mm. That's what we've kind of done, you know, we just did this because, you know, in Brewster Brothers shows, so many people come up and say, you do Just Like a Woman. I love the way you do that. And Rick and I thought, well, we were in Adelaide and with Nick Norton, who was playing drums with us at the time. And there's this fantastic studio up in the hills called Mix Masters. And Mick Wordley, who runs that studio or owns the studio, has got a whole lot of wonderful old valve mics and all this, you know. And it was just a great studio. Mm. We went in there and just mic'd up, and you know, 3 days later we had an album. And it was just all Dylan songs. So, you know, it's just tipping the hat to him, I suppose.
And Rick Brewster, what was it like for you to listen to those original, you know, guitar progressions and see what you could do with your own skills?
on the Dylan songs.
Yeah, yeah.
I love it. I love it. I just
did John take
I
you
just
the,
play
did,
along.
Did John take you along when he was in Adelaide, or were you too little?
No, I was too little. But I had a premonition. I knew that it was going to be a car park. I just didn't want to go there. It's something Dylan didn't even know.
Yes. Oh, often we stand in that car park just reliving the moment.
Hey, by the way, Richard,
yes.
I just should point out that the Brass Monkey has actually been postponed till later in the year.
Oh, I got an old list, have I?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'll read it again when you finish playing.
Just in case people turn up there expecting us.
You wouldn't want to do that. All right, now you're going to play live for us. What are you going to play?
I'm going to do It's All Over Now, Baby Blue, which a lot of people think was actually kind of Dylan's way of saying it's all over with the folk movement.
Do you reckon it was his way of saying
that? I
don't
know. I mean, when you look at that that DVD, there's another one, a DVD called No Direction Home, and it shows Dylan singing It's All Over Now, Baby Blue to Donovan.
Mm-hmm.
And Donovan's just sung this song, you know, which is kind of, one of Donovan's best songs. And Dylan goes, oh, I got a new song too. And he does It's All Over Now, Baby Blue. And, you know, the look on Donovan's face is interesting. It looks like, you know, I think I've just been one-upped here. I think it's a great song. And if you want us to do it.
Oh, we do.
Lovely.
We are hanging out for it. The Brewster Brothers, Blowing in the Wind, the music of Bob Dylan is the album and series of shows. Here they are live for you.
One second, I've got my headphones caught up in my harmonica holder.
Oh, it's a problem, isn't it?
Yeah, it is actually. But anyway, I'll put them around here.
It's hard enough to play a harp on one of those things anyway.
All right. One, two, three, four.
You must leave now, take what you need, you think will last. But whatever you wish to keep, you'd better grab it fast. Yonder stands your orphan with his gun, crying like a fire in the sun. Look out, the saints are coming through, and it's all over now, baby blue. The highway is for gamblers, better use your sense. Take what you have gathered from coincidence. Empty-handed painter from your streets, drawing crazy patterns on your sheets. The sky too is folding over you, and it's all over now, baby blue. Just walked out your door, has taken all his blankets from the floor. The carpet too is moving under you, and it's all over now, baby blue. Stepping stones behind, something called forget the dead you've left. They will not follow you. The vagabond who's rapping at your door is standing in the clothes that you once wore. It's all over now, baby blue. It's all over now, baby blue.
Well, how good was that? That was just... You are the best band around. Thank you so much. That was just perfect. And can I say, Steve Pomfret, who mixed it here at 702, what a beautiful job. That has sounded just perfect. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Richard.
What a treat. I think, I hope all of Sydney enjoyed that. It was just fantastic. Blown in the Wind is the name of the album and the tour. John and Rick Brewster from the Angels, the Brewster Brothers. They'll be playing the Clarendon in Katoomba Thursday, May 26th. I guess that's today week, isn't it? Then at Kanobolas Restaurant in Orange, and then Saturday, May 28th, back in Sydney at the old Manly Boat Shed.